forgot to put them back. These are the ones from here.
What
in here, guy? All right, I do the. Good morning, and welcome to the Chicago Board of Trade. Thank you for coming today to celebrate our recognition of ethanol. I would like to introduce to you several individuals who are here with me this morning to share in the celebration. We have Chuck Hartke, Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Doug Scott, Director of the Illinois EPA, Tom Doerr, Undersecretary for Rural Development, Terry Angstadt, President of the IndyCar Series, and Tom Slanika, Executive Director of EPIC. We are very pleased to host team ethanol driver Jeff Simmons and his 100% fuel-grade ethanol car in a tribute to the greening of racing. Ethanol is sharing the track with a great American pastime. For the first time, a renewable fuel will power a vehicle past the checkered flag at the Indy 500. Congratulations to the IndyCar Series. This is also a groundbreaking technological achievement in the racing community. By using 100% fuel-grade ethanol, the IndyCar Series is the first in motorsports to embrace a renewable and environmentally responsible fuel source. The IndyCar Series is the leading open-wheel racing series in the United States. The league and its crown jewel, the Indianapolis 500, has a long tradition of technological and safety innovations. This includes the adoption of the rearview mirror as an aid to driver safety. Just as the IndyCar Series is an innovator in the world of car racing, CBOT is an innovator in futures products. Before ethanol became a daily news story, the CBOT recognized the increasingly important role ethanol can play in meeting the nation's energy needs. We created an ethanol contract because we believed that a growing industry needed more sophisticated pricing tools, and so the CBOT created the ethanol contracts. The world looks to us to price ethanol as our contract is the benchmark for U.S. ethanol prices and is used for price discovery. We are proud of the success achieved thus far by our ethanol contract and optimistic about its future. I am now going to let Chris Malo, our Executive Vice President of Marketing and Business Development, tell you more about our ethanol contract. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Being a kid from Indiana who followed the Indy race every Memorial Day weekend, this is an exciting day for me personally and for the Chicago Board of Trade. We're pleased to have Jeff Simmons and the Ray Hall Letterman Racing Team make this stop at the Chicago Board of Trade today on their way to Indianapolis to promote the use of ethanol as an alternative fuel source for America. We also welcome the impressive delegation is here from our great state of Illinois and the IndyCar Series. At the CBOT, we share the vision of the growing use of ethanol as an alternative fuel. Today, I'd like to provide you a brief update on how the CBOT is helping the ethanol industry through providing a marketplace for price discovery through our ethanol futures contract. When we launched our ethanol futures contract in March 2005, we knew we were early to the marketplace. However, we recognized the increasingly important role that ethanol can play in meeting the nation's energy needs before ethanol became a daily news story. The CBOT sought input and worked closely with the market participants to design a contract that best meets customer needs. Since most U.S. ethanol is corn-based, there's a natural link to leveraging our deep liquidity associated with our corn futures contracts. The CBOT ethanol futures contract is the best single source for determining the market price for ethanol as both buyers and sellers come to the Board of Trade to manage their price risk. The liquidity in our futures contract continues to build with recent record daily volumes and a total open interest approaching 700 contracts. With our newly launched swaps contracts, our open interest represents nearly 85 million gallons of ethanol today. Over the past 6 months, we've continued to develop our ethanol marketplace. We've brought in a new market maker to help with our contract, with FC Stone becoming an electronic market maker in February. The ethanol producers, blenders, and investors have already noted the improved liquidity on the trading screens. To further meet the growing demands of the ethanol industry for our market participants, in December, the CBOT launched the first exchange-cleared over-the-counter product specifically tailored for use by the ethanol industry. These contracts allow users to better manage capital costs and mitigate the counterparty risk of privately negotiated cash transactions. They are the first exchange-cleared OTC products designed specifically for use by the ethanol industry and exemplified the leadership role that the CBOT has played in the rapidly evolving ethanol market. While only 5 months old, CBOT ethanol swaps recently topped 10,000 contracts transacted. This number represents 140 million gallons of ethanol in just 5 months. This also represents that approximately 1.4% of all ethanol to be produced in the United States in the 2007-2008 season has already found its way to the CBOT. We are encouraged by the growth in our ethanol products, and as this market grows and matures, we intend to continue our efforts to create new and innovative opportunities and services for the ethanol industry. And now I'd like to welcome Terry Angstedt, president of the IndyCar Series. Terry?
Thank you very much. I would like to point out that the Indianapolis Motor Speedway was built in 1909, literally as a test track. So to really support the emerging auto industry in technology and innovation. And that is why the association with the ethanol industry, EPIC, the Ray Hall Letterman Race Team, Jeff Simmons, it's a perfect association for a business and a series that is so aligned with technology and innovation as really our cornerstone. So the association is perfect. We appreciate it very much. I want to thank the Chicago Board of Trade for hosting us here. And you're only 3 hours away from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, so please come and see us in a couple of weeks. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. My name is Chuck Hartke, and I'm the Director of Agriculture in Illinois. Doug, would you join me?
Come on.
Doug is the Director of the Environmental Protection Agency. I want to say that ethanol is good. Ethanol is good for the Illinois economy, and the governor has been very supportive of the production of ethanol in the state of Illinois. The Illinois farmers are responding this year by planting more corn, the feedstock that is used for the production of ethanol. It is not only good for the economy in Illinois, it's good for agriculture, it's good for farmers, it's good for the environment, and it's good for all of us. So thank you very much for letting us be a part of this great day today.
Thanks. And on behalf of the EPA, we want to thank the Board of Trade and also the Indy folks, and thank them also, because when folks like this get involved in something like ethanol, it sends a great message to people all over the state and all over the country that this is a great fuel and it is environmentally sound and is great for agriculture, as Chuck said. And I can tell you, just from an EPA standpoint, we're paying more and more attention now to emissions from all sorts of mobile sources. When somebody like Indy gets involved with this, it makes a tremendous difference in showing how much we can reduce the emissions that come from these fuels. And I can tell you that people are responding as well. There are a lot more ethanol plants being built in Illinois. That's a good thing that will help the market here in this state, help the farmers in this state, and help the environment overall. More fueling stations as well. We're second in the nation in terms of the amount of fueling stations. And with 50-some ethanol plants in for permitting with us right now, it's something that you're going to see. It's not just a fad. It's something that's not only caught on, but it's here to stay, and something that will really help us out both environmentally and agriculturally and from the economy of the state. Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good morning. My name is Tom Slonik. I'm the Executive Director of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. We're one of the great organizations that are helping to promote ethanol around the country, but we're doing it in a slightly different way. In fact, I just returned home from the Arctic Circle, where we are in working with an expedition to show the effects of global warming all across the globe. Ethanol is more than just a product. Ethanol is a movement. We've all seen what's happening here in the country. Everybody's talking about ethanol, but truly ethanol is what one might say is the 20-year overnight success. The ethanol industry and the ag communities across this country have been bringing ethanol to this country for a long time, but it hasn't been until just a very short period of time that everyone here is starting to realize the impact that ethanol can make across this country. Our partnership with the Indy Racing League has changed a lot of things. Consumers all around the country now understand that ethanol will perform at the highest levels. Racing leagues outside of the Indy Racing League are also turning to ethanol because we know that it performs day in and day out in our passenger cars. And that's truly what this is all about. Without every consumer picking the handle that has ethanol in it, we have not made that change. We all want energy independence. We all want a better environment. We all want a better economy. And it happens whenever you grab the pump that has ethanol in it and you start to purchase it every time you fill your car. Without that, we haven't really made the full impact that this product can do for our country. We're proud to partner with the Chicago Board of Trade today because if it weren't for them, ethanol wouldn't be available across this great country, neither would the DDGs that help feed this land. We're proud to partner with the Indy Racing League because they're proving to consumers that performance is not an issue. We're proud to partner with the Illinois Corn Growers Association. They're helping us to make sure that E is out there and on every pump in this great state. And really, we're proud to partner with you, the American consumer, to help you and us together change our future. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Tom Doerr, the Undersecretary for Rural Development from USDA. As a proverbial, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. I'd first like to thank Charlie and the Chicago Board of Trade for sponsoring this, but it is a terrific privilege to be here. You know, when Henry Ford, back in 1925, said that ethanol would be the fuel of the future, he almost certainly didn't think about the future being 80 years away. But, much like the movie, here we are, Back to the Future. It has happened, it's happened at last, and I don't think Henry Ford, if he still keeps up with racing, would be a bit surprised to look down and see 33 Indy racing cars starting at the line with ethanol in their tanks. What the Indy Racing League is doing is important. The Indy Racing League is rebranding ethanol as a premium fuel. Excuse me. And that can only help this industry. But this also represents the mainstreaming of ethanol, which is happening faster than most people in the industry can understand. It's not just ethanol, of course. It's renewable energy all across the board. We've talked about renewables in the United States for over 30 years, but relatively little has happened. But let me give you a few benchmarks. Installed wind capacity has more than quadrupled in this country since 2000. We led the world in new capacity in 2005 and in 2006. Ethanol production in 2000 was 1.6 billion gallons. Today, it's 6 billion gallons, and by the end of the time this present new capacities under construction will add another 6.4 billion gallons. Ethanol today equals 4% of our total fuel consumption, but it in fact is made up of 30% of all the growth in fuel since 2000. We're rapidly building out toward an E10 fuel base nationally, and even before cellulosic ethanol comes online. Cellulosic ethanol is going to give us a potential to supply a third or more of the needs of our liquid fuels. Biodiesel production in 2000 was 2 million gallons. Today it's 245 million gallons. 2 years it'll be over 700 million gallons. These are incredible growth rates, no matter how you look at it. They've obviously been pushed by rising oil prices, but we have a clear economic incentive to diversify away from oil. The growth has been pushed by strong policies by the Bush administration. So all in all, this is an exciting time to be involved. The pace of change is remarkable. Private capital is beginning to come into this industry in a huge quantity. American agriculture is shifting away from a food and fiber to a food, fiber, and fuel industry. This is a full-court press. Make no bones about it. We turned a corner in 2001. We need to keep the momentum going. So from President Bush, Secretary Bodman, Secretary Johans, and all of us at USDA, I'd like to thank EPIC. I'd like to thank the Indy Racing League for the leadership that they provided. And when that green flag is waved on race day, the one thing we know is that it's going to be ethanol winning across the winning line. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Jeff Simmons.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me here today. A lot of people ask me as a driver, you know, why do you drive Indy cars? Why not drive NASCAR or stock cars or something like that? And really, it is that history of innovation and race-bred technological and safety innovations that the IndyCar series has had since 1911. You know, now to be on the forefront of the greening of racing is a very proud thing for me to be a part of. And we consistently push our Honda engines to over 10,000 RPM, revolutions per minute, and also over 230 miles per hour. And really, we're able to do that because ethanol is the highest performance fuel available on the market. With an octane rating of 113, it raises the octane of gasoline when you blend it with it, and that allows your engine to burn cleaner and cooler, which protects both your engine and the environment. When we go out there this Memorial Day weekend for the 91st running of the Indianapolis 500, it's really going to be a proud moment for all of us to be a part of like I said, the greening of racing, and to be a part of what I think is an event that exemplifies the American ingenuity and spirit of innovation. At the same time, ethanol has also enabled an economic renaissance, I think, in many communities in this country. And to be here at the Chicago Board of Trade today, where some of these other gentlemen have spoken about the business side of ethanol and the business aspects of it, I think it's very important to realize that this is something that's not only good for America and for the environment, but it's good for the performance of your car and good for the security of our energy future. So I want to thank you all for having me here today. I appreciate the opportunity and to be here in Chicago, a city that I think is also on the leading edge of clean air mandates and adopting ethanol use to clean up the smog and carbon emissions. And it's been a pleasure to be here, and thank you very much.
I think I want to congratulate Jeff for qualifying for the Indy, and I want to wish him well, and I think we should all give him a big round of applause and tell him good luck in the Indy. I'd also like to thank the media for coming out this morning. This concludes our program. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Here, we can just get in front of here.